You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
Yes, it is. And in the studio this morning, we've got Claire Miller, who is an Aotearoa Fellow at the Auckland Bioengineering Institute at the University of Auckland. We're talking a bit about endometriosis this morning and mathematical modelling. Morena Claire, how are you?
I am great, thank you very much.
It's lovely to have you in the studio today. Tell us a wee bit about the kind of mathematical, mechanistic mathematical models that you work in. What does that even mean?
So essentially what that means is, so a lot of people, you hear a lot about machine learning and all these kinds of things. So that's what we'd call a data-driven model. So you have a whole heap of data, you come up with an answer based on that data. So when we talk about mechanistic modeling, what we're really interested in doing is understanding kind of the underlying mechanisms that would produce those kind of results. So if we, if we know that a cell has some kind of behavior and we can model that behavior mathematically, we can kind of combine all of these different behaviors together and see what happens to the whole kind of system.
Oh, wow, yeah. That sounds really interesting. And also, you know, one of those things that you could apply to a lot of different spaces. Obviously, that's something that you have been looking at in various parts of your research, and now you're looking into the world of endometriosis, which is, you know, much understudied, under-researched area. Tell us a wee bit about how you ended up, applying this work to the endometriosis sphere. It's quite hard to say fast.
Yeah. well, I mean, I did my PhD looking at the epidermis, which is the skin, and a lot of people who use the models that I use for that work look at kind of tumor growth. And then I kind of was talking to a few people and I was trying to think of ideas for a project to do. And, you know, you hear about a lot of people getting endometriosis. I think more and more in the last few years it's become, you know, part of normal society to talk about these things. And so I was like, I looked a bit into it and I was like, well, the behaviors are very similar to tumors. So, you know, it's like cells invading things that they shouldn't be and growing and forming blood vessels. And I was like, well, maybe we can try and use these models in the same way that we do for tumors on endometriosis. So that's kind of went from there.
Oh, wow. So what does your research actually look like at the moment? What kind of things are you doing on the day to day?
So most of it's actually just kind of coding on the computer. I sit at the computer, I kind of go delve into the biology of things, read a lot of biology papers, try and understand what's going on, and then try and work out if there's any information there that I can incorporate into my model. But yeah, it's very much just, it's sitting at a computer, it's writing code, it's pressing play, as it were, and seeing what comes out at the other end and whether anything interesting is,
So the model that you've got, what are you kind of, do you have any expectations or hypotheses for what you're sort of going to see out of the data that you've got, or you're not quite at that stage yet?
It's pretty early on, so it's only about 6 months into the project, and no one that I'm aware of has done this before, which means we're starting kind of from the ground up a little bit.
It's quite exciting.
It is. It's exciting. It makes it hard, but it makes it very exciting. But yeah, I suppose at the moment I'm really interested in kind of the immune interaction with the cells, and then also different cell behaviors, like how strongly they adhere to other cells and how that affects the system.
Oh, wow. And so what do you see as like your ultimate goal for the type of work that you're doing now? What would you like to see it applied to in like a quote unquote real world context?
Yeah, well, long term, I mean, it's quite long term. The idea, I think, is maybe more personalized medicine. So can we look at, come up with different treatment hypotheses and test these on more personalized models? So if you have data from a, you know, like, I can't think of an example now, a hormone level, say, and you can put it into the model and then you can see how, for example, maybe a contraceptive, which is the standard, you know, treatment at the moment, would affect the interaction between the lesion and the hormones, given that particular data for that person.
Oh, wow, that sounds so interesting and definitely, very worthwhile, useful research to be putting into the sphere. As you just said, you know, no one else having done this. It's got its positives and its negatives. But yeah, the more research into this area, it's always a good thing to hear about. Claire, thank you so much for coming in and chatting with us this morning about your work. Claire Miller from the Auckland Bioengineering Institute. Have a fantastic rest of your day.
Thank you so much.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn.
thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.